It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, with Dan the Voice Diker, Bill Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Kevin K-Ram Ramzo. On Dog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also sponsored by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. By O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU. Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Now here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin with today's report.
Once again, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, race fans alike. I be the voice, Radio Man Dan Diker. Joining me is Billy Doc Niles, the Penguin, Paul Reichert, and Kevin Ramzo. This is the Midwest Race Report on Bond Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
And on both of our stations' websites, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also want to thank Pizza Villa, downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem, the best catering in the area. Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Gretchen Clements, Century 21, don't settle for average. She didn't at the Thompson Smoker. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow!
The Toma BP, home of the BP Me Rewards, BP Driver Rewards, TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday Night Racing, family style. Next week, we kick things off. Comfort Inn on Alaska, ranked in the top 7% of all Comfort Inns in the country. Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest, and J&L Collectibles, furnishing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Two of the gentlemen that are in the studio here had a chance to kick things off with a big race last weekend. Kevin Ramsel, how are you, sir?
I am doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. We had our first open practice at the Toma Sparta Speedway last night. Good car count. Lots more improvements with Doug Oliver and the gang getting things ready for our season opener. Knocking on wood for any kind of bad weather for next Friday night. But, Billy, we are getting close.
We are getting close. You get practice at Toma. I believe they're racing. They're going to try and race. I think they tried and race again last night in Mississippi Thunder. I think they got it in. You got practice coming up, lacrosse, as soon as that quarter mile is done in a couple of weeks. And then we're full bore racing here from the middle of May all the way to October.
Pegamo, what's happening?
Oh, not much, Dan. Had a good time at Slinger. Got a little sunburned, but enjoyed great racing.
And you got a selfie with Angie.
Yes, I did.
Our stalker from the Illinois region.
She feeds us, so she's just...
Yeah. See, if you're from Wisconsin, you're a Rays fan. If you're from down south of the border in Illinois, you're a stalker.
Kevin, where was your selfie with Angie?
I decided not to find the so-called Schaefer Nation because I think they were Fenhouse Nation.
I think they went
weekend.
Fenhouse Nation. Yeah,
I like Fenhouse that Nation post that you had. Hey, do want to remind people here real quickly that as my texts are growing, I did talk with Lacrosse Speedway proponent Chuck Deary on Wednesday morning, and they have run into a couple of snafus when it comes to tearing up and repaving that quarter mile, hence the turn one section of Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway. They're diligently still working on it, and May 7th is the tentative date for the open practice / media day, and according to Mr. Deary, that all depends on the progress. But I saw a good picture on Wednesday that I reposted, and man, I'll tell you what, they got that thing all the way down to the clay.
Yeah, they do. They took it right, you know, right down to the bottom. They're going to reshape that bad boy so there's not that big bump there for the quarter-mile event. So looking forward to seeing what that looks like.
Back-to-back big racing weekends. Of course, it kicked off in Slinger last weekend, and Kevin Ramsey was down. We're going to be hearing from the likes of Derek Krause, Ty Majeski, Casey Johnson, otherwise known as
Ultra Fast Casey Johnson.
And we're going to have a good sit-down with Mr. Luke Fenhouse. And, man, I tell you what, the resume that guy is building is getting huge. And then we're going to talk with Carson Hocevar, at least Kevin Ramsell did. So we had three Midwest Truck Series drivers all sitting at Slinger Sunday. Kevin, how cool is that?
It was really cool. In fact, Carson Hocevar, you'll find out later on when we talk to him, really wasn't planning on being there. He raced at Berlin that night before with their season opener and had 26 cars there. He finished second in that race, and he got done. And people were like, yeah, we're going to Slinger. He goes, can I go along? So it was a midnight ride over to Slinger, and really was not expected to see him there. But he was real calm and cool and just having a good time. Wish he could have raced there, but he's planning to come back for Nationals. And we'll see him in the Midwest Tour race later this year.
Ty Majeski was going to join us tonight, but he had a sponsored dinnership pop up. And I said, Ty, listen, man, number one, you got to take care of your sponsors. Number two, free food is free food. I'm blowing up anybody's TV radio show.
You blow up parties for free food.
But he said he will be with us guaranteed next Wednesday. So we'll talk to him about Slinger. We'll talk to him about Madison. And we'll talk to him about the Camping World Truck Series as well. Big one coming up tomorrow, the return of Matt Kenseth. What did you think of Greg McCarron's conversation with Billy Dock last week and when they were talking about running together against Kenseth?
I thought that was interesting, to say the least. I did not know. That must have been when Kenseth started in the rear of the field and had to pass Billy when he was in mid-pack racing.
And that was, 500 feet down past the start line?
Yeah, probably. And that was probably just a quick glimpse in. Billy probably just got out of the way and said, here you go, Mr. Kenseth.
Now, we never did ask Bill, though, and because Mr. McCarron spilled the beans that you guys had several bars.
There's bars in the way.
In the Boston Marathon from start to finish. So you guys finished a miserable 189 laps down, if you look scoring-wise. How many bars did you guys hit for the Boston Marathon?
We finished 26 and a quarter laps down.
Yeah, 26 bars is what he was saying, K-Ram.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bill, didn't you recently do a 0.1K event there a few weeks ago?
0.1K is too far. It was a
0.01K.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how'd that come up for you? How was your timing on that?
I was breathing very heavy at the end of 32 feet.
No, that was just getting off the bar stool to get outside.
Nope.
Hey, he could have pulled a muscle doing that, you know, so it's tough to say.
Paul, when was the last time you ran a marathon? Besides around your fast food restaurant trying to shake somebody down for fries.
I've never run a marathon.
Hey, at your fast food restaurant, have you ever had to chase somebody down because you forgot to give them their shake? I mean, do you chase them to the end of the parking lot or just say, bye?
No. They sometimes, wait a minute, we forgot something, then they come back around.
Okay, now what happens if they don't forget? Is that like free food? Is that a free-for-all because everyone's forgetting what they ordered?
No, we just hope they come back,
What do you do with the food that's misordered that has to go in the back? Do you throw it away?
No, there's a waste bucket that we have to put it in.
I need a job. I've got a new job waiting for me. Can I just sit there on my knees with my head tilted towards the sky and my mouth open?
Oh, my God.
Unreal. So, Kevin, we're gonna be playing all your interviews in the next few segments, and we'll get Paul's impression here in during his segment. But let's get your impression over the last weekend. Talk about what you did and how you saw things through fall into place.
I think the celebration has got to be handled for how Slinger and the ARCA Midwest Tour got together for their opener. If you remember last year, and Paul can probably help out with this, Slinger had their opener and had maybe, 11 late models? And this year they had 33 late models and some good cars, like Riley Stengem, did not make the show for that event. And they did some unique things with that event. They had started out with twin 30-lap features. And if you finish in the top 10, you make the big show. If you didn't finish in the top 10 and you weren't eligible for provisional, you're loading up after 30 laps. And then they brought out the top six from each event, and they basically did a Miller Lite beer can draw and wherever the number was under that can, that's where starting Rock, position.
Yeah. A la Rockford Fast Dash right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. And so and Mr. Fenhouse happened to pull a two, but you know he did not lead all 75 laps of that race. So it was a pretty good battle up front with Alex Prunty and Majeski. And Derek Krause came out pretty much nowhere, starting far back to come through in a almost get a podium finish until the last lap. It was a fun race to watch all around.
And we're going to be hearing from Derek Krause, Ty Majeski, Casey Johnson, Luke Fenhouse for winning the race. And then Kevin sat down and had a good heart-to-heart with him. You're going to hear from Luke Fenhouse, everything he's got going on this year. And NASCAR Camping World Truck Series driver Carson Hosovar going to be joining us as well, as Kevin had a good windy sit-down with him. A lot more coming your way. Paul's got results of all the races around last week. Stick and stay, folks. We're just getting started. This is the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Turn it up, son.
With a country girl.
A true American patriot with deep country roots.
Songs about me.
It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
Ladies, more country boys.
Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
Big things are coming this year to the Tomah Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the three-night late model triple crown, the big eight late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Tomah Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Tomah on Highway 21.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Tomah BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. The Tomah BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Tomah.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer at Tomah Area Credit Union. I am here to help you with all of your home loan needs, whether you are looking to purchase, refinance, build your dream home, or take out a home equity line of credit. TACU is ready to roll out the welcome mat, so call, stop in, or apply online at tacuonline.com to find yourself right at home with a mortgage from Tomah Area Credit Union. TACU is federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Membership eligibility is required.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska. If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Tomah Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back to Midwest Race Report, Vaughn Crutcher 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
And both of our websites. What a recap we have from the Big Slinger race last weekend. What was the title of that puppy?
It was called The Miracle on the High Banks, and our buddy Kevin Ramsell got the top four, and here's Derek Krause. He finished fourth.
Almost got a podium there, but just got nipped at the end there.
Yeah, I guess it's part of it. I don't know what. Came from 13th. And felt like it was a pretty clean race overall. Came from 13th, wherever we started, and got the third. So it's pretty good. Overall, I got a little work to do before we go to Madison, but we'll get it done.
Slinger, though, go from 13th to 4th. You really cannot complain about the way how that went.
No, especially with how short the race is. The race, 75 laps, that goes by in a blink of an eye here. So it's not a bad day. You're just going to have to fix it up a little bit and go to Madison.
All right, thanks.
Kind of some controversy there. People saying that Tom Majeski bullied his way around Derek Krause, and then people are like, oh, Derek, I hope you remember that during the truck race so you can take out Ty. They don't realize they're roommates.
Yeah, they share Jack's pizzas together.
It's not going to happen. Talking about Tom Majeski, hey, he told Kevin Ramsell he thought he had the car to win.
So kind of weird to talk to you after a third-place finish.
Not our day. I thought we had a car capable of winning. It wasn't great, but it was good enough. Yeah. Didn't play my cards right on the restarts, made some mistakes, got into some guys in front of me, and it cost me some spots. Just played my cards wrong today. It just wasn't our day.
Yeah, that seems like what really crossed you up was when Prunty and Fenhouse kind of got together there, and that really got some damage on your right side.
Well, I was getting frustrated because Alex was kind of keeping the four out there on purpose, trying to control the race. And he made one mistake, and Luke got him. And then he was just kind of gave up and was tanking the inside row. And I knew that was my shot at winning was slipping away. And we made contact, and I tried to get him off the bottom. And by that time, Casey was already outside of him, and it just didn't work out. So I knew that was kind of my chance right there. We were getting down to the end, and just didn't go my way.
Ready for the Sheer Classic?
Ready to go. I think we have a pretty good package going there. One of the bigger races that we go to every year, so see what we got.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So again, the roommates finishing fourth and third. They're going to be battling it out again tomorrow. Hey, your man, Casey, second place.
Ultra-fast Casey Johnson. Here's what he had to say to Kevin Ramsell.
Heel again.
Talk about that run. Nice second place front coming through the field there.
Yeah, no, I mean, the car is really strong. We just kind of picked our way up through there and kept the fenders on it. And, you know, with all them restarts, we were fortunate on a couple of them cones. We weren't fortunate on a couple others, you know, so all in all, it was a good day.
On that close to last restart there, you know, second to last side-by-side restart there, how close did you feel like you're going to be sent to the rear because of all the dodging back and forth?
Well, I mean, neither one of us wanted to let the other one lead a fender into the next corner, you know. So, and we both knew on that third one we had to be pretty, pretty straight up. So, I wasn't too worried because we both knew what we were doing.
You had some bad luck at the Dells. Now you got some runner place here. This has to give you some momentum going into the Joe Shear Classic.
Yeah, and to be honest, I mean, we were running real good at the Dells when our motor let go too. So, I mean, our cars definitely have speed. So, I'm excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
A man that finally got the monkey off of his back at Slinger, Luke Fenhouse. You're going to see him only in Wisconsin a handful of times this year as he's on the Cars Tour. Here's what he told Kevin as he was ecstatic.
Well, Luke Fenhouse, what does it feel like to actually get to do a little broom and sweeping around here at Slinger?
Yeah, it's about time I knock off the dust with the Midwest Tour. We've came up so close before, but could never, you know, get a win, you know, with Oktoberfest or the Dells Raceway at Park. I mean, last year we were leading with Majeski behind us, and then we made some contact, and stuff happens like that. So it's good to finally get a Midwest Tour win and knock off the dust and come back here to Slinger and see all these fans.
Alex Prunty really gave you a good run there in the middle stages of that race.
Yeah, he did. He ran really good and really tough. I mean, he ran smart, but he ran hard, and I got a lot of respect for him, so I tried to race him with a lot of respect. But, you know, all around, just a really good day by the four team. You know, everybody behind me that makes this possible, that's what got it done.
Talk about what happened there with you and Prunty that gave you back the lead.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of rolled out there right away on that start, and I should have waited for him because he started to go, and then I just went with him. So he just, got probably 3 feet out above ahead of me, and then I was backing up my corner, going into the corner, just because I had a tight race car, so I was trying to do what I could, and then I got smashed into the back with the 91 behind me, so you know, I had to regroup everything and try again, and that's what happened. And I knew if I went to the bottom and picked the bottom, it would have been hard. You know, Ty would have been on the top. He would have probably tried to get past the 11. And just, I didn't want that to happen. So that's what I wanted to do, is get to the outside, his outside. And I knew if I could just make some really good corners and the tires came in and it didn't hit the racetrack, because it was pounding the racetrack, I could get by him.
Great. Last thing is, this gives you a great momentum for the Shear race next week.
It does. We were good there last year, and we finished second to Rich Bickle. So no downer there, but, you know, we got to come back stronger to Madison, and that's the plan, is to go sweep that one too.
So we start the season at Slinger with a star-studded event. That same entourage plus more is in Madison tomorrow. Throw in a little Matt Kenseth.
Oh, yeah, Matt Kenseth. Everybody's going to be there to see Matt Kenseth, but the stars are coming out. You're going to look. Who won the Dells a couple weeks ago?
That was Jordan Devoy, which everybody said, where did he come from?
Yeah, you're going to see him. You're going to see Stengem, and then, of course, you got Kraus and Majeski. So, big star-studded lineup, all of them going after Matt Kenseth because everybody wants to beat Mr. NASCAR.
Talking about that later on in the program. Hey, we're just getting started on this Saturday. We appreciate you joining us. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Luke Fenhouse. Kevin Ramsell had a great conversation about what he's been through and what he's got going on this year. Also, Carson Hocifar, from the Truck Series, was at Slinger, but not in the car.
What was he doing in the stands?
We're going to find out coming up next on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3-mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Would you like a job making people happy? Well, I believe we can help you out. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering has openings for both full and part-time work. Days, nights, or weekends. Need to be free on weekends or need to be done by the time the kids get out of school? We can work with that. We need hardworking, energetic people who love to make people happy because our food makes everybody happy. Join the team at Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem. Now that's a mouthful.
At Big Boar Barbecue.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
With fuel prices still sky high, Vitoma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. Vitoma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
Hi, this is Kevin from Toma Erie Credit Union, where we make lending easy. Make TACU your first stop to get pre-approved before you purchase your next vehicle, UTV, motorcycle, boat, or camper. Finance with TACU and get all the bells and whistles with rates as low as 2.49% annual percentage rate. plus gap insurance, warranties, and membership payment protection. Call, stop in, or apply online at tacuonline.com to get pre-approved today. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
It's the Fab Four of Short Track Racing, Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, folks. It's the Midwest Race Report, Vaughn Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Our next guest that Kevin Ramsell had a chance to talk to at Slinger Billy, listen to this resume. You know what Luke Fenhouse did last year?
Yep.
This year, Kowicki, driver, development program scholarship winner, moved to North Carolina, racing with the Cars Tour. He works out once a week with former gold medalist Dan Jansen and former NASCAR driver Josh Wise, and he races constantly virtually with former Formula One driver Scott Speed. That's just since December.
That's amazing, and look at the places he's going. And, you know, Kevin, even though we got a short interview with him in the last segment, he sat down with a nice long-form interview, and here's what Luke Fenhouse had to say to Kevin.
All right, Luke, just first of all, talk about, you've been already pretty busy this season.
Yeah, I got a call from Lauren Rainier. He messaged me probably late last summer, and he wanted to help me, you know, get started and get on the right path. And, you know, with him being a part of Team Chevy and everyone at Chevrolet, they want to build up, you know, their program, and they want to make it stronger on their short track side and, you know, all through the levels of NASCAR. So that's their plan. And so I got a hold of him, and we really made some things work. And now we're running a prolate model for Highland Motorsports out of Virginia. And it's been fun so far. So I've been really enjoying it. I've been enjoying the fans, the people, just adapting to the new race cars, adapting to the new racetracks. So it's a blast. I'm having a lot of fun down there.
Was it the SRX race that he got your attention, or was it a lot of other things that did it?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what set it off. I think, obviously, those helped. I know, you know, it's hard. The Slinger Nationals is one of the biggest races, you know, other than Snowball and a couple others like that. You know, it's a big show. So, you know, I think all those things just combined, you know, it's... he said he's been watching me for quite a bit, though. I think since 2018, 2019. So it's been a little bit, you know, just progressing as a young driver. You know, you just can't make stupid mistakes when you're young. You know, you can lose your head at sometimes and make some dumb mistakes. And I think we've done a good job so far in earning respect and making those right decisions on the racetrack. And just minimizing mistakes on the weekends.
It's interesting you talk about earning respect. I think a lot of people, if they go back to last year's Joe Shear Classic and they watch the in-car video that Bruce Newelman put together along with the audio from it, the one thing that you really said is that you want to earn Rich Bickle's respect. Mm-hmm. About that, you didn't want to do the old dump and dive kind of thing with that.
No, especially not to you know, Rich Bickle. He's always ran me clean. I don't know if we had respect before that, but we haven't had any bad races before that. So there was no tension there leading up to anything, you know. So it was kind of just neutral until then. And then after that, you know, I didn't want to, you know, just being Rich, you know, he's such a classic guy, you know. There's so many words that describe him, and, you know, you can go on and on and on, but... I didn't want to dump and run him. I didn't want to move him just because
you know, I still don't like to do that, you know, even if it's for the Slinger Nationals. I didn't want to booger up Ty for Slinger Nationals, and Ty's really helped me a lot, so I got a lot of respect for him, and just everybody. I mean, there's so many guys up north that know how to race and race so cleanly, and you got to have that respect, and I think you learn that up here so fast with these guys. So that was the big thing, was to just earn his respect and run him clean, and you know, have a good show for the fans.
Yeah, it's interesting to talk about the respect and everything, because even though Bickle won the race that day, I think you picked up a lot of new fans that day just by that kind of racing.
Yeah, it was huge. The amount of, you know, just social media posts, you know, social media comments, just, you know, what people said to me afterwards was I think I made the right decision there for sure.
Are you ready to go back and try and win it this year?
I am. We've struggled there. Honestly, I thought we'd be good during the night. There was a race after the Joe Shear, and it was a night race. It was an ARCA show, I believe.
The Howie Little race?
Yes. And we struggled. We weren't our best, and I'm not really sure why, because I thought we had some issues at the Joe Shear that I thought would fix going to the night races, and it kind of was the other way around. It really just made it worse. But we'll see. I think, you know, as long as we can just, you know, do our thing, work as a team, communicate, I think we'll have a good shot at it. You know, there's going to be a lot of good guys there. But I think, you know, performing last year really well and learning some new things, I think we can take that going forward and hopefully get the Joe Shear this year.
I just want to make sure that you did sign up for a TSA pre-check, and that you also signed up for, like, the mileage programs for all the miles you're going on this year. Let's go over what your whole schedule is going to be like this year.
Yeah, so we started early. March, we started at Caraway, and we've been racing. We raced three times so far out of 12 races with them down there at Highland Motorsports, and it's been going good. We tested quite a bit, and we're just trying to get on the same page, you know, trying to learn some things, and just, you know, it's hard, you know, with a new team, new people. It's just a little different adapting, new racetrack every week, so it's a little bit different, but you know, I think I'm getting used to it. It's starting to settle in, and we're starting to communicate a little bit more, and we're learning some things, so that's the main thing, is just get on the right page. You know, we're at such a big learning curve right now. It's hard to find that point where we both like how the race car is. So,
correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the first race you finished second to some Quapple kid.
Yeah, Caden Quapple. It's hard. It really is. It's hard to take that in, because you know, he races up here, and you know, they run good. He runs good at. He was really good at Kakana. You know, and we've raced Quapple a lot, you know, so I really get along with those guys really well. I really like their dad, Carson, I get along with really well. So I got a lot of respect for those guys. They work on their own stuff. I really like that. So he's a good kid. Caden's a good kid. So it's hard, you know, going down a level, you can say, to a Pro 8 model, and kind of finishing second and third and fourth and whatever. But it's tough, you know. It's just a learning curve, you know. We're all learning, you know. And those guys run their weekly or you know, their traveling series, so they got a little bit more time on their hands to test there and, you know, do some more research down there than I can. But we're trying to do what we can.
Last question is: will you be renewing your Marco Andretti fan club membership this year?
I will be. I earned a lot of respect, you know, even with that. I didn't want to – I mean, really, Tony gave me a lot of crap right when I seen him. He just really – you know, because you walk into this NASCAR Cup Series camper and he's looking at you, and I'm like, oh, boy, I don't know how this is going to go. And but he's been such a huge help. Such a good guy. Once you get to know him, I'm sure fans got other words to say about him, but just such a great guy. I have no bad words for him at all. You know, I've watched him race for a while, and I was really optimistic about him, you know, because all you see is TV action. So it's hard, you know, even nowadays, it's hard to vote your opinion on something when you don't know the whole deal about it or whatever the case is. So that was such a memorable moment for me. NASCAR X Series was always one I'll remember because it probably got me to where I'm at right now. So nothing but respect to Everham and Stewart's and everybody a part of that program.
Hey, good luck
to Kevin, I'll tell you what, that man's plate and calendar is loaded more than I could ever imagine.
It is, and I think it's awesome that he's gained that experience down south, and I'm glad that someone like Laura Rainier is taking care of him, and I think we're going to see some big things out of Luke this year.
You know, I was impressed with the part when he said he was trying to earn Bickle's respect. That was pretty cool.
And he did. Take a look at their friendship they got going now.
Yep.
All righty, when we come back, we're going to talk with Kevin did. Thanks, courtesy of Kevin Ramsholm. And we got to get a nickname for K-Ram, too. K-Ram just sounds
K-Ram,
stupid.
K-Ram, that is wrong.
We're going to talk with Carson Hosovar next on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Turn it up, song.
With a country girl,
a true American patriot with deep country roots.
Songs about me.
It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
Ladies for country boys.
Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Seth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
Are you tired of the typical fundraiser? Well, Big Boar Barbecue can offer you an alternative. How about a pork dinner? Pork, beans, and slaw. A complete meal. It's different, it's fast, and it's easy. And you don't pay for what you don't sell, guaranteeing you make a profit. So if your church, school, sports team, or special cause needs a fundraiser, call us today. We've helped all sorts of groups raise thousands of dollars. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem. Now that's a mouthful.
At Big Boar Barbecue.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
the Cooley region's hottest foursome with the coolest racing news. Back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back once again to Race Fans on the Voice Radio, Van Dan Dyker, Billy Doc Niles, the Penguin, Paul Reichert, Kevin Ramsell. You're listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Kevin and Paul were both at the Miracle of the High Banks at Slinger Speedway last week. And hey, Kevin, you were walking through the stands and you saw a surprise guest there.
I did. I saw NASCAR Camping World Truck Series competitor Carson Hocevar, and I had the chance to sit down and have a little conversation with him.
First of all, Carson Hocevar, why are you in the stands and not on the track? You're at Slinger Super Speedway.
More than anything, we are limited on cars. I just ran yesterday, the day before, at Berlin Raceway for their season opener, just trying to get tuned up for Money in the Bank. I'd love to be out here. Granted, when everybody starts pushing on you and we're all tied up, you know, in the race car, I probably wouldn't be wishing as much, but just being a race fan is very fun here. It's a very cool place. And I wish, if anything, I could just qualify and then load her up just because it's so hard to qualify here and everybody's so tight. It's really high pressure, high stakes, and it's making me eager to come back for Slinger Nationals.
Slinger Nationals, and also we talked a little bit earlier about your appreciation of what the Midwest Tour is doing.
Yeah, I mean, what they're... If any series can put 35 supers together and pack a stands out just for their regular show, right, they're doing something right, and it's no hard feat. And they have a lot of, ARCA Midwest has a lot of cool stuff that I think they do with formats and everything that makes it interesting for the drivers and fans. I think it's really cool what they're doing, and I don't take anything away from that. It's a lot of respect there. Almost, it's aggravating maybe sometimes at times because you feel like you run good and then there's always an invert or there's always another race or there's always a heat race or something. But it's really cool. It kind of takes back the old school tradition. You feel like every week's a throwback week in a sense.
And these inverts are pretty high compared to other events.
Yeah, I know. And there's multiple inverts. I'm pretty sure you qualify, do an invert for your heat, and then you redraw after your heat.
Yeah.
So it's a pain in the ass if you're the fastest guy because you're like, shoot, just let me start out front one time. But it's cool. It's fun to watch.
Turning the page, we're just a few races in so far to the 2020 Camping World Truck Series schedule. How's that going for you?
Really good so far. You know, we have a runner-up finish. I feel like we should have a little bit better finishes than we have right now, but that's every race car driver. That's the biggest lie we tell ourselves is, man, we got the speed, we don't got the finishes. I mean, that's just a crock of BS, you know? But we've been in position, and we just, either mistake on my part or got used up on a restart, you know, normal truck series stuff. But I think we're getting closer. We have really good speed. Just have to capitalize, and it's so hard to win those races. You know, there's strategy involved. It's kind of like ARCA Midwest, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's just stuff in between the races, in the middle of the races that, you know, kind of throw a monkey in your wrench rather than just, you know, your pre-event stuff.
Yeah, and the truck series probably runs more of a variety of schedule than the other top two series. It's mainly, you just recently ran on the dirt at Bristol. Do you care to talk about that experience at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the place. You have Daytona, Atlanta, which is, I both call them super speedways, and Martinsville thrown in there, Bristol dirt thrown in there, road course thrown in there. I like the dirt of all of them, so it's like every race car driver. You like the one that you ran the best at, but... the dirt was really fun in the sense that you could just move around. If you weren't good, you moved around and you figured out how to get good, which is all you can ask for as a driver. You know, they gave me a brake lever in there and I never touched it just because I feel like I'd confuse myself. I was like, man, I gave the Kyle Larson quote, man, it's dirt. You just move around and you drive different. You don't start adjusting on it. So I kind of went with that philosophy and we really didn't change anything from practice to race. And we finished second in our heat, second in the feature. So, yeah, we were first loser all day, but it definitely pays off in points and prize money.
Yeah.
Well, you tracks are, you got pretty, we were just talking earlier too, that you got a couple weeks off here, then you got a nice 8-race stretch coming up here, don't you, for the trucks?
Yeah, I'm happy about it. My team's not. They hate it. they all like to be racing, but it's really hard when, you know, like Sonoma, and we don't race on the same day. Some race we race Thursday, and some we race Saturday or Sunday, basically. So it's all over the place. That makes the travel really hard. We don't have a ton of trucks, right? So it's going to be quick turnarounds and really hard on the weekday aspect. But I like as a driver just because I could, if we suck, I could go to the next week, you know? I don't have to be down on myself for 3 weeks, you know? That's the hardest part. You know, as a race car driver, it eats you up. You know, you get done with a bad race, you want to have the next one the next day just so you can reclaim yourself and bring your confidence back. But, you know, when you have a good race, you're like, whatever, you know, I'll ride this out. But, I'm excited to have the 8-week stretch where just, you know, we can get a lot of racing in.
Going back, you're talking about you're going to be running the Slinger Nationals, but you're going to be running some other events here in Wisconsin this year as well, too, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow half the time, so I don't remember.
You're coming here today.
I didn't know I was coming here till about 12 o'clock last night. But it's the same deal. I don't remember where I'm. The schedule off the top of my head, but I want to come to more. We're going to try to go to Madison, but there's just a conflict there. But for sure, Slinger Nationals, Kakana, Dixieland, we're going to try to go there last year too and blew a motor right before. But definitely going to try and come to Dixieland. We got a bigger motor, which is going to be way nicer. You know, with these two barrels, you need at least a little bit of horsepower just to make it up. Because you're already down on power, so you need something. So I'm excited to kind of give us a little better fighting chance. But, I mean, everybody's so tough that those little things mean a lot.
And that's a real unique track to race at, too, isn't it?
It's a really cool place. I'm knocking on wood. I haven't missed a show at Slinger or Dixieland. You know, I'm 2-for-2 at Nationals, and I'm 1-for-1 so far at Dixieland. Never really seen the place before, so... It's funny, we laughed. You know, I could qualify top 8 at Slinger Nationals when it's only 8 lock in or 10 lock in or whatever it is, and then we go to the Derby and there's 30 lock in. Not I. So, but it's just crazy how stiff the competition is there. I mean, this track suits my style a little bit better, but I think Five Flags. But it's fun at both.
Last thing is, just tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
Just carsonosfar.com. It has all my ats, which is just carsonosfar. The biggest thing
That's
is
original.
Yeah, I know, it's very original. It's hard to find sometimes if you don't spell my last name right, but I think we have the schedule on there. I'm so bad at that stuff, to be honest. I don't know how to do my own schedule. They do it for me, which is the most prima donna thing I've ever said and like admitted to myself, but like I get overwhelmed and I can't put it all together. I can't have it in my head. So if somebody else kind of does it for me, I can be confident in them rather than, you know, me just be jumbled up and trying to do everything at once.
Hey, best of luck the rest of the season.
Thanks.
Kevin, how fortunate for you to run into him, but how unfortunate for him he wasn't racing.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. He was not on the track. You can tell he was a little disappointed he couldn't do that, but... Either way, it's cool to see him at the track and supporting Eddie Hoffman during the weekend.
All righty. So, good job, Kevin, nailing down Carson Hocevar. Maybe we'll try to get him back on. You know what I like to do? Maybe get him and Ty and Derek in a round table later this season. How about that?
Oh, Bubba would be good, too.
Well, he doesn't drive trucks.
Oh, okay. I thought, okay.
They're the only three worthy ones so far.
Yeah.
Bill drives a truck every day, so he could be involved.
Oh, you know, now that you say that, I have a surprise I need to tell Bill after this break right here. Yes, I do.
Uh-oh.
When we come back, Paul Reichert's going to join us. We've got the Penguin race results from last week. You're listening to the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Big things are coming this year to the Tomah Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Tomah Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Tomah on Highway 21.
7 years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. For 7 years in a row, Big Boar Barbecue has been voted the best barbecue and caterer by the people of La Crosse County. I am humbled by your praise. We work our hardest to provide good food and service to any size group, from a small lunch to large wedding reception. We can provide full service or just drop off the food for you to serve. But dates are filling fast, so call us today. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
At Big Boar Barbecue.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Tomah BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. The Tomah BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Tomah.
Hello, race fans. This is Todd Scholes, president of Tomah Area Credit Union and proud sponsor of the Tomah Sparta Speedway. We believe in supporting our communities, local organizations, and developing strong relationships with our members. Are you able to get local decisions or even sit down and talk with the president of your financial? If not, it may be time to become a member at TACU. We are located right here in Tomah to help you with all your financial needs. Stop in and feel the TACU difference, and I'll be seeing you at the races. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
It's time for the latest racing news on Reichert's Race Rewind. Now here's Paul Reichert.
Well, race fans, the weather was a little better in some places. We did get some racing in, so we got a little more results to tell you about this week. We'll start with Thursday night. The All-Star Circuit of Champions kicked off their weekend through Pennsylvania in Bloomsburg. Anthony Macri, the winner. Friday, they were at Williams Grove. Brent Marks scored the victory. Night one for the Crate Racing USA Dirt Late Models at the Talladega Short Track. Jimmy Thomas was your winner. Night one for the Lucas Oil Midwest Late Models at Lucas Oil Speedway down in Missouri. Johnny Scott was the winner. Night one for the USAC Midgets at Tulsa, Oklahoma. Justin Grant took the win. Tyler Erb won night one of the World of Outlaw Late Models at Chillicothe, Ohio at Atomic Speedway. And the XR Super Series ran at Lake City, Florida. Night one went to Tim McCready. On Saturday, Knoxville opened their season. 410 Sprint Feature, first of the year, went to Arston McCarl. At Shawano, they got their season started. Dirt Kings Late Model Tour Feature.
That's Terry McCarl's kid, by the way.
Yes, it is. Troy Springborn won the Dirt Kings Light Model Tour race. Connor Wolinski, the IMC Modified Feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Two for the weekend for Anthony Macri. Jason Anderson with the AMA Supercross race at Gillette Stadium. Arkham Menards Series ran at Talladega. First time wear alert, Nick Sanchez the winner. Max Kaler won the Big 8 Late Mile opener at Rockford, the Spring Classic. Cars Racing Tour was at Jacksonville, North Carolina. Connor Hall, first time wear alert in the Late Mile Stock Cars. Carson Quappel fourth. Jake Rennie won night two of the Crate Racing USA Dirt Late Models at the Talladega Short Track. Scotty Thiel won the IRA Sprint Feature at Beaver Dam.
Peyton Looney won night 2 of the Lucas Oil Midwest Late Models at Wheatland, Missouri. Mid-Am Series was also at Rockford. Ron Vandermeer Jr. is on his quest for a 5th consecutive championship, winning the opener there.
A little bit of controversy in that one.
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that. Oh, yeah. Well, look that up.
We'll talk about it off air.
Not only do we have a suspension, but we have a ban nation?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Suspension, ban nation.
Oh, boy. I got to check that out.
And a hefty fine, too.
Pass North Tour at Stafford Springs, Connecticut. Veteran Eddie McDonald, the victor. Cameron Marlar, Mike's son, won the Southern All-Stars race at Maryville, Tennessee. Sunoco Super Late Model Series now at Auburndale Speedway. Twin features for them, both won by George Gorham Jr. Justin Grant sweeps the weekend for the USAC Midgets at Tulsa, Oklahoma on Saturday. Brandon Shepard won night 2 of the World of Outlaw Late Models at Chillicothe, Ohio. Carson Macedo won the World of Outlaw Sprint Car Race at Tri-State Speedway in Hofstad, Indiana. Jonathan Davenport took night 2 of the XR Super Series at Lake City, Florida. On Sunday, Slinger kicked off their season with a miracle on the high banks. First ever time the ARCA Midwest Tour has raced at Slinger. Reigning defending Super Late Model track champ Luke Fenhouse won the race. Ryan Crane took the late model feature. Justin O'Crillia won the modified feature. ARCA CRA Super Series and the CRA Jigsaw Tour both out on the high banks of Salem, Indiana. Score daily double for Casey Roderick. He won both features. Grand State Pro Stock Series was at Claremont, New Hampshire for their season opener. Gabe Brown the winner. NHRA was in the Houston area. Brittany Force won in Top Fuel. Matt Hagen won in Funny Car. Erica Andrews took the Pro Stock victory. And Steve Johnson, the Pro Stock Motorcycle victory. And Chris Dyson won the ACCA Trans Am race at WeatherTech Raceway out in Monterey, California. And that'll do for this edition of Records Race Rewind.
All right. Thank you very much, Paulie. Once again, our most popular segment. And as the season goes on, Dan's going to be joining him. We're going to get a lot more statewide results, and Paul's going to give you everything going across the nation. And Paul, tell me, Slinger, what was your – give me about your 10-second capsule on Slinger last week.
That was a very exciting race. Luke Fenhouse got the lead about a third of the way through, had to fend off a lot of challenges, especially from Mr. Ultra Fast in the final 4 laps. That was a pretty exciting show.
A lot of people talking about the some of the contact between Krause and Majeski.
Yeah, there was that too. Yeah, that was oh boy.
What's your come on?
And the top part of the entire weekend, by the way, was you got a selfie with Angel, who's listening to us down around Chicago.
Yes,
Angel. How'd you pull that off? Did she seek you out, or did you find her?
I was sitting down in the front row at the end of the front straight, going into turn 1, and she was up top. She saw me earlier before the rains came, and then she came down before the feature and. We did a little selfie, talked a little bit.
Well, that was a pretty cool selfie.
Yeah.
All right. We got one segment to go. Sexy voiceover chick is going to throw the white flag. We're going to get Kevin back in here, get you all caught up on what's going to be happening tomorrow at Madison. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Turn it up, son. With a country girl, a true American patriot with deep country roots. Songs about me. It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Ladies love country boys. Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
A gold ball is usually given to champions.
The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a Gold Ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ. In downtown West Salem.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
There's the white flag. Just one more lap for the Midwest Race Report. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. Midwest Racer Board, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. That's the Penguin. Penguin, going to Madison tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Going to meet Matt Kenseth?
Hoping to.
All right. Billy Doc Niles, what are you doing tomorrow?
Recovering from a hangover after camping all weekend.
Darn it all, I've got to fly to Vegas.
K-Ram,
what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm making a long trip to Madison International Speedway.
Was that eight minutes from your doorstep?
Five.
Yeah, kind of figured so. Billy Doc Niles, this show is not even going to happen without some fantastic advertising partners. Hit me, my friend.
Of course, we are presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. We are also presented by Pizza Villa, downtown West Salem and Sparta, Dells Raceway Park, Big Boar Barbecue, Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, Gretchen Clements and Century 21, O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Love you, Julie Diker. The Toma BP, TACU Credit Union, Toma Sparta Speedway, Comfort Inn and on Alaska, the Midwest Race Connection, and J&L Collectibles. Thank you all for being advertising partners on the 2022 season.
ARCA Midwest Tour, including Matt Kenseth and support divisions at Madison International Speedway. Tomorrow I'm going to be flying to Vegas, so I can't go. You've got the deets on openings of gates, Billy.
Yes, we got gates are open. What is it? I think it's 12:30. Qualifying is 12:45. First green flag drops at 2 o'clock. Of course, the Midwest Tour is the headliner with Matt Kenseth. Also in action are the Midwest Trucks and the 602 late model. So get there early and get a good seat because this one's going to fill up tomorrow, folks.
Two people on this radio air right now are going to be seeing that race. So do I expect to hear at least one of you two interviewing Matt Kenseth?
Yes. Oh, yeah, no problem. By the way, the Ultimate Challenge is up 3,600.
Oh, sure. Saw that too. Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Do you think anybody's going to take the Ty is the one that usually takes that, but we're talking Madison now.
He doesn't take it till Oktoberfest.
Well, I thought he took one at the Dells last year.
No, he did not take it.
No, he didn't.
Who took the challenge of the Dells last year? Was that Sauter?
Was it Johnny? I think it was Johnny.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was Johnny, okay. Yeah.
Okay, real Johnny. Quickly, Paul, who wins the big one at Madison tomorrow?
Ty.
All right, Billy?
Ken Seth.
I'm going to have to go with Luke Fenhouse. What about you there, K-Ram?
Ultra-fast Oktoberfest champion, Casey Johnson.
There it is. And that is today's program. That was Kevin Ramsell. That is Paul Reichert. That is Billy Knock Niles. I'm the voice, Radio Man Dan Diker. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week with another loaded show on Long Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also sponsored by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster.
Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. By O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.